So if you repent of your sins and stand on His Word, but see, this might be a good place to throw this in too. After 2 years almost of really fighting the fight of faith, doing everything they knew to do to get healed, it took him nearly 2 years for all symptoms went away and he's totally healed. And he asked me a question. Why did it take so long? I said, Dave, I don't know. I don't have that answer. I said, just go and ask God. So he began to petition the Lord. Lord, why did it take so long? And the Lord finally spoke to him and said, Dave, I don't know you. He said, Lord, I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. I know I go with you every Sunday. But you and I are not intimate. You don't spend any time with me, hardly at all, in the Word. I don't know you.
Lord.
He said, Lord, then why did you heal me at all? He said, because of your persistence. You stayed with it. So out of my compassion and mercy, I finally healed you. He said, now if you'd had a love walk with me and you'd have been intimate with me, I would have healed you a lot faster. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to tell you, you talk about an intimate walk with God now. Dave spends his time with the King every day. I can say, Dave, we need to go do something. He said, Pastor, I got to have my quiet time with the King first. I can't go to this. I said, but I got an emergency. If it's really an emergency, He'll go help me. But if it ain't, He's going to have that quiet time with God. And if we have an emergency, as soon as the emergency's over, He goes back and has His quiet time with God. He hardly ever misses a day with God. But now then, He can pray. I don't care if it's a minister, sinner, whoever. He can pray for people. People get healed. Somebody calls and said, Dave, Thurman prayed for me 3 times and I'm not healed yet. What's my problem? He said, well, what's your quiet time like? How much time you spend with God? Well, I don't have time. Maybe 15 minutes a day. He said, that's why Thurman's prayer didn't work. Because you're not doing what God told you to do. Isn't that amazing? Now, how many people wants to walk in divine health? I'm going to hold up both hands. Praise God. I want to. There is some requirements for you to do that. I can guarantee you. And number one is walking in obedience to His Word and loving Him and reading His Word every day. Reading His Word. Now then, if you'll do those things, you must know what the will of God is in healing before you can get healed. Because when He told us in James 1, you must ask me in what? Faith. How much wavering?
None.
None. So if you know Jesus is the healer, then after you repent of your sins, you can come and stand on His Word, just like Vernon did. I told him, I said, Vernon, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to get healed. But if you stand on the Word, I guarantee you'll get healed. See, that boy running the camera back there, Philip. When I prayed over Philip years ago when he was a little 11-year-old boy. I mean, he's back there behind the deal. That's his wife up there on top running the camera. Krista. But Phil, whenever Phil came to me years ago, he was 11 years old. Little boy. Now, his whole body at the time, I mean, his whole body was covered with warts. He had them in his eyes, in his nose, in his mouth, all over his chin, all over his hands, under his finger, everywhere. I told him, and he said, Mr. Scrivener, I hate it because all the kids at school call me warty. I said, God's not moved by need. Need don't move His hand. I said, only faith moves the hand of God. So I said, let's get all of your sins repented up. Let me build your faith. So all afternoon long, Sunday afternoon, I built that family's faith. We got sins repented of. And after we did, then I said, now then, son, I looked over, I said, do you believe the God that I've talked about today, Jesus, do you believe He can take these warts and scars off of your body? And I'll never forget what that little 11-year-old boy said. He turned to me and said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read out of that book today, I believe Jesus can do anything. 11-year-old boy. I said, and that's the kind of faith He's looking for. I knelt on the floor with Philip and his family, mom, dad, and his little sister. Prayed the prayer of faith for them based around this promise from God's new covenant, Matthew 18:19, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Awesome promise, isn't it? Two obedient children of God, what can you ask the King for?
Anything.
Will He do it for you? Yes, He will. So, Philip's warts and scars met the criteria. They've repented. We've built their faith. I knelt there and used Matthew 18:19. And then I got up and said, and his mother said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. I don't know. But I guarantee you on the promises of God, they will come off. You hear any faith in that? I guarantee you God will do what he said. As you know what we usually say? Well, if it's God's will, maybe he might do this. You know, he's sovereign. He might decide to take them off you, but not off of him. No, that ain't going to get nothing from God. That's not faith. You don't get nothing. And that's sin. And that'll keep you from getting your prayer answered. And so, I told him I guaranteed they'd come off. Well, I left there that day and telling mother, now don't you get out of faith with me. You stay in faith with me. Don't you doubt the king. Well, I left on Sunday afternoon. The next morning at 7 or 8 o'clock, mother goes in to check little Philip, and the warts on the ends of his fingers and under his fingernails were already gone overnight. Well, now then, even a Baptist mother, when she's seen God move, it's hard for her to get out of faith. Now, she's seeing the tangible results. And it took 3 weeks. And in 3 weeks, every wart come off of Philip's body. And whenever they come to church that Sunday morning, his mother was hysterical. I ain't never seen nothing like this. You don't see a charismatic mother in Baptist churches often, but I got to see one that day. She was a happy girl. She was dancing. Praise the Lord. Thurman, look at my son. Whoa. Now you can see them Pentecostal churches, you know, regular, but in Baptist, we don't get to see that very often. But I got to see it this day, you know. And so I told her, she said, Thurman, look, the only thing left was them big old scars on the back of Philip's hand. I said, Mama, don't stop believing God now. And next Sunday, when you come to church, he will not have any scars. Now see, Mark 11:23 said, whatever I say with this mouth, if I can believe it with this heart, he will do it for me. You got to believe that with no doubt in your heart. And I said that. Well, next Sunday when Mama brought Philip to church, he had no warts and no scars, and he's never had a wart or a scar since. And now he's about 24, I guess, or whatever, and he's back there in the back doing the recording for us today. We are all grateful, especially Philip and Krista. Yeah, she's waving her hand. She loves that big, tall, handsome guy she's married to. I asked her one day, I said, what would you thought about Philip if he still had all them big old warts and everything all over his face? She said, what? I said, Philip, you never told Krista about your warts and scars? He said, no. I said, well, it's time she heard about your miracle. I said, Krista, how would you like to kiss that big old boy if he had them big old warts sticking out all over his face? She said, ooh. Now see, God's merciful and gracious, isn't he? She don't have any problem at all kissing a good-looking boy now, see. She don't have no problem at all. Isn't it wonderful what God will do for us, brother? I mean, but it's amazing to me the people that says that God don't do these things. I heard a man the other day make a statement to me about a big minister in California that said, God don't do these things. And, of course, I've heard him on radio. He's on radio every day. I've heard him make these statements many times, that God don't do these miracles no more. He said, I followed along behind the Benny Hinn crusade, and we checked every person that said they got healed, and not one of them got healed. And I thought, number one, the thousands of people get healed at a Benny Hinn crusade, one ministry team, there ain't no way you're going to check out every one of them. That's number one. But you might have checked out a few. But I thought, if the ones he checked out didn't get healed and didn't have results, he needs to come over here. We got a whole bunch of them that's confirmed with diagnosis. I mean, we can just start down the list. We can start with Philip. We can start with Cheryl. We can start with Sharon. I mean, we can start with me. I mean, we got them by the hundreds. Don't we, JC? Absolutely. And then I can send them over to JC and he can tell them about a few of the ones. Like his mother-in-law. She's still doing good? Oh, she finally died? Okay. But whenever she had her heart attack, was in the hospital, they had come into my church, and J.C. wasn't a pastor at that time, I don't think. He was just, he's now a pastor, got his own church and everything, but he wasn't. And whenever his wife's mother had the heart attack and was in the hospital. They said she's going to die any minute. He says, we've got to find Thurman. Got to find Thurman. Got to get Thurman to pray and everything. And he couldn't find me. God made it impossible. And finally he said, hey, Thurman keeps telling me, I got this power in me. So he went over and said, honey, we're going over to that hospital, and I'm going to pray over Mama. So he goes over and does what every man wants to do to his mother-in-law. Lays hands on her and says, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And guess what? Mama got up healed that day and was shopping with her daughter the next day, right? 2 days. Okay, 2 days later, Mama's out of the hospital, totally well, went shopping. And she was well for a long time after that. Several years. She died of something else? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 90 years old when she went home? But praise God. Now see, whenever J.C. got a hold of that, and he went over and kicked them devils out of his mother-in-law and laid hands on her, he listened to what I taught him. He said, Thurman says that Jesus says, and it's written in His Word, I can cast out devils and I can heal the sick in the name of Jesus. He says, I'm going over, I'm going to cast them devils that are trying to kill my mother-in-law out of her. And he did that and laid there and said, now she's healed in the name of Jesus. And he said, Jesus said, I got to do this in faith. He said, you're healed in Jesus. And then 2 days later, she's out of that hospital and lived for several years. Hey, but they don't work anymore, do they, JC? Isn't that awesome? That people don't believe God's Word works. But we've seen so many. Now then, if you know it's God's will, why do we not know in the church it's God's will to heal us? Because the guys standing up here don't tell us. We don't teach it. In your church, now maybe in some of the Pentecostal churches, you know, they may teach it a little. But most Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Assemblies of God, maybe some of the Assemblies of God, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Church of Christ, those people don't teach the power of God's Word. They just don't teach it. It's in the book. So if somebody doesn't teach you and tell you that you have to accept Jesus Christ and confess Him with your mouth and believe with your heart that you're born again, you know what? You can go through life and go through church all your life and then die and go to hell. Isn't that sad? Thought you loved Jesus, but you never believed Him. You've been in a church that never told you that you want to go to heaven. You got to confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You got to believe in your heart the Father raised Him from the dead. Oh, no, I don't believe that. I go to church every Sunday.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.